All right. Thank you so much, Terry. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Absolutely. Hi, Jeff. Nice to meet you. My name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors in the area. How's your day?
How you doing today, sir?
Good, good. We call it Friday Eve, so we're off weekends. We only work Monday through Friday, so Friday Eve today and then tomorrow Friday and call it a week, right? So thank you for asking. So I know that you have a couple things online for your business, right? I do see, like, you have an Instagram, a Facebook as well. I think you have an Angie's. Do you have a Google Business profile that I'm missing, Jeff?
Well, as I was just explaining to Tara there, Tara, I just put in the last few days, I was trying to create the free business Google profile.
Mm-hmm.
And after I submitted it in, it said something about it was a fraudulent account or something of that nature, which I don't understand. So
yeah.
So they suspended the account, and then so I've just been the last 2 days I've got about 6 hours in just sending them my documentation, my doing business as certification, business cards, my cover up insurance.
Oh,
I don't
know
what these people need to know that I'm a real person and really doing business here. So I'm awaiting a response from them to reinstate my account. And as I was telling her, there's two other businesses with the same name, but they're one's in Florida, one's in Massachusetts.
Yep.
There's no one in New York State with my name. And so I don't know what's going on with them. I'm just, as I said, awaiting their response and possibly thinking about just creating a new email just to get a business profile going. I'm kind of just going through it. I'm trying to take the next steps. I am on Angie's. I just got approved with them for Home Advisor. So trying to reach out to do some more marketing and advertising.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I completely understand. So look, we're a Google partner. So we've been in business for 20 years, and we've been a partner with them about 10 years. So I personally have been here for 7. For the past 2 years, Jeff, you can't believe how many people I talk to on a daily basis that are having issues with their Google Business profile. So, you know, the whole reason why that became into play is because of, like, the whole AI stuff, right? So they just want to verify you're human, but it's crazy. So with that, you know, we actually have access to Google's back office, so we're able to get on a phone call with them and get that squared away for you. So that's not an issue at all whatsoever. So you know, I don't know if I you got that text message I sent you. But that text message, it's just it'll take you directly to Google's website. It's just to verify that we're Google partners, right? So basically, you know, our job is to help the small to medium-sized businesses get on Google, and then we also do programming for your Google Business profile. So, you know, Google will call the big corporations, you know, to really take care of them, like Samsung, Apple, McDonald's, right, Nike, Adidas. And then they have companies like ours to work with the small to medium-sized businesses, right? So we can help you with that 100% if you're having issues getting verified. Now, what we would do in a nutshell as well is having a Google Business profile is good, Jeff, but one of the things that helps your business is getting the programming. So let me just give you an example, right? If I were to type in electrician, and you're in Sylvan Beach, right?
Yes.
You got companies like Matterson Electric or AC Electrical Solutions. There's a company called Jeff Salerno, I believe. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I know of him.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, gotcha. You got Vici or Vici. I don't know how you pronounce that. Bonacci.
Yeah.
Electric. Okay.
Yeah.
Jojo.
No, they're good companies.
Yeah.
Jojo's
not
so good.
Okay. Well, that's where we would put your company. We would place you directly on that first page. So now you're coming up as a top recommended option. Right. The only thing that I would highly recommend and suggest for your business, is it okay if I give you suggestions?
Yes, of course.
Yeah? Okay, cool. I just want to make sure you're open, okay? Because some people get a little offended. I'm like, I'm just giving a suggestion. You have a ton of good reviews for Prime Power Solutions on Angie's. I was able to do a Google Analytical search for what you have online. I think it's like 13 reviews, which is amazing. once we get your Google Business profile up and running, I would highly recommend having those reviews directly on Google, right? Because let's say down the road, if you were to cancel Angie or Home Advisor, they keep those reviews. When it keeps to having your reviews on your Google Business profile, those reviews are going to be yours 100%, right? Because
that was the plan, essentially, but I appreciate it.
Exactly.
Educating me.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of throwing it out there for sure. But, yeah, those reviews, and we actually give you a review tool where you can, send over to your clients and they can drop those reviews directly on your Google Business profile as well. Do you have a website for the business? I wasn't able to find one. Maybe like a www.primepowersolutions?
Not right now. I'm currently in the process of building one with a buddy. He went to school for it, for design, and he just made his up, so I've been getting solicited every week for website designs and people, it's been kind of getting crazy,
but
I'm in the process of making one.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, I mean, the reason why I asked this is because, if you're in the process of making one, great. If not, all of our packages, since we're Google partners, in order for you to rank on the first page, a website would definitely help out. So that's something that we offer, and I would be able to offer it you at no additional cost. So these are fully customizable Google compliant websites. That's something if you're needing that, we were able to have that for you as well. Okay. Now, we also do Facebook retargeting ads. So anytime someone looks for electrical services on Google, we'll make sure that comes up on their Facebook feed. We also get you on Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and then Siri for the voice activated searches. And then we do get you on Bing, which is another search engine, and then Yelp. Yelp is now kind of programmed in with Apple Maps, so we'll get you programmed in for Yelp as well. So the reason why we do this as a Google partner is that Google will index all these things to go against the algorithm, so that way you're ranking at a higher level on the first page. So with the reviews that you currently have right now with Home Advisor, let's say you would have those reviews on Google, that company, like that you mentioned, JoJo, that's not so great, they have 9 reviews, so you would definitely be outranking that person for sure. And another thing that you would be outranking them is because they don't have a website.
Okay.
So these are things that Google looks to help you rank higher. There's another company called Cinder Electric. They don't have a website. And then the other company we could outrank is Vici. I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's Vici. But they don't have a website as well. So these companies right here, even Jeff, the person that you know, they don't have a website. So we can definitely outrank some of these guys that are on that first page. Okay? So that way they're calling you directly.
All of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So you'd definitely be there as a top recommended option. Now, as far as cost, everything we do here, we have to provide you results for this to make sense, right? So every single month we have to make sure that you're seeing the results for you to stick around, okay? So there's no long-term contracts here. We do ask for a 3-month verbal agreement. That way you see the results, right, for the programming and everything on Google. But after that, there's no long-term commitments, or you don't have to sign your life away, right? So as far as pricing, I could do a couple things for you. Since you already have a lot of these platforms in place, and you said you're new in business, correct, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So I'm able to do something for you, see if I can do a couple of things to waive your setup fee or a portion of your setup fee. And as far as electrical work, are you doing residential or commercial as well?
Both. Residential, light commercial, conduit.
Okay.
Awesome.
And you're doing like the EV charging stations. I know that's coming. That's very popular with the Teslas and all these other EV cars, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's really good. Okay. Yeah, my neighbor just got one installed. He's all about Tesla, so I'm like, okay, good for you, buddy.
Had a guy just work for a mechanic shop, and he's like, I got an electric van, and over the past 2 years, the battery just keeps going and going, and I used to be able to go 100 miles, then 80, then 60, then 50.
Oh.
Now I can hardly get 40 miles out of a fully charged battery. He's like, they don't tell you that, though. I said, who's that with? He's like, oh, that's Ford. But that's not Tesla.
Gotcha.
But, okay. You got to do research on everything that you buy these days.
Yeah, most definitely. I wonder how long, like, the batteries truly last. Maybe, I don't know.
Right. and under how much they're going to be to replace.
I mean, it's just, yeah, that's the costly part. So there's a lot that goes into it. You might, you know, so, but hey, it's in demand. So people are actually looking for, like right now in a 30 to 50 mile radius, I'll stick with 30 miles. There's 1,213 searches for electrical services in that area. So there is people looking for, you know, it goes by categories and verticals. So anything that's related to electrical. So whether it's, repair, if you're looking for installation, if you're, you know, doing a rewiring for an ADU or remodel, charging stations, replacements, anything like that, then that's considered in that vertical. So there's a lot of people searching. So that's where you would come in, right? So they can call you directly. And then there's no cost per lead, per phone call. The good thing about Google is that, once again, you're promoting your own business as a sole entity online, right? You don't have to pay a middleman to send you those leads, right? That's the biggest difference here. So I sent you some pricing. I don't know if you were able to open that up. Yeah, so I can do a couple things. So once we work with someone on Google, we can't work with anybody else that does what you do, right? So that's another good benefit is we're not going to work with your competitors or anybody else that wants to get signed up on Google. Our main goal is to focus on your success to make sure you're getting the best return on investment. So we'll make sure we get you programmed for every single keyword in the areas you want to get programmed for, so that way you're getting the maximum results. So as far as the pricing, so what I'm able to do for you today, if you open that link up and go all the way towards the bottom, I can do this, all right? We have an Essential Pro and a Platinum package.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so if you scroll all the way down, so we have Pro, Platinum, and Essential, okay? So here's what I can do for you today, all right? So I can get you the Platinum package at the cost of the Essential at $299. And I can waive your $200 off your setup fee. So your initial investment for something like this would be $398 to start and then $299 every month after that. So there's, once again, it's a flat rate. You're not getting charged per lead, any of that. So that's to maintain you on that first page. If you want us to build a website, we can absolutely do that for you. If you don't, then it's fine. You know, I'm just, you know, giving a suggestion if that's what you, if you'd like us to do that. And then we definitely put you on everything that we have in the Platinum package. So Google, obviously, we'll put you on Bing. We'll do all the SEO content creation for you. The support's here in the U.S., not in a different country. We got Facebook ads as well. We'll put you on other directories that help you index against the algorithm with Google. I'll help you with reviews. We'll do the landing page for a website. In your case, we'll be a fully blown customized website. And we're one of the very few companies that has an app. So if you have an iPhone or an Android, you can download our app and kind of see exactly what we're doing for you.
Okay.
So this will make sure that you're listed on that first page. And then, once again, as soon as we get your Google Business profile verified and it's active, then you can start working on those reviews. And I know for a fact we'll be able to outrank a lot of these guys that are on there. And they're not doing as good of a job as you, like JoJo Electric, right? So we can outrank that guy.
All right. Yeah, I've just been kind of going through and verifying you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your real company here.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if you were to type in, like, do me a favor. If you're on Google, type in
I chat Google AI and whatever. It says you're a real company, the mm-hmm. legitimate.
So yeah, like if you were to
cold
type in
sales calls and contract billing confusion.
Yeah, if you were to type in like is Local Splash a Google partner just on the Google browser, like the AI overview will tell you, right? So like you type in is Local Splash a Google partner, and then the AI overview, like, yeah, yes, Local Splash is a Google partner. They hold certifications at Google Ads partner, specialized in local search engine optimization, pay per click, and so forth, right? So yeah. We got over 1,000 reviews as well, so it's not like we're gonna take your money and start a new life in Mexico. We gotta definitely bring in the results to make ends meet.
Right.
So,
well, right now I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to pull any triggers right this second. I'd like to do a little bit more research and type it all up and see what the benefits are going to be completely. you say it's not a contract, but it's kind of pretty much, you know, it pretty much is.
What being a contract?
You got a one-time payment, and then it you know, traverses to a monthly instalment, right?
Yeah, it's a 3-month verbal agreement. So we need at least 3 months, right? Just after that, you can cancel. There's no early termination fee or any of that. Like, we don't sign you into a year contract. So it's the month to month, you know, but we do need at least 3 months to, right, to get you, where you need to be. But within that first month, you'll absolutely see results. So, you know, I think like other companies, they'll have you sign like a whole contract of like a year or so. This is not, it's not like that. So, you know, we definitely got to show you the results in order for this to make sense. If it's not making sense, why would you stick? Why would you pay for something that's not really bringing you a return on investment? But, you know, I know you see value in something like this, Jeff, because, I mean, you wouldn't want to get yourself on Google. You wouldn't spend 6 hours of your life trying to get yourself verified. All right, that's just a fact.
Right.
But having a Google Business profile is really not going to do you very good. And here's why. It's like a billboard in the middle of the desert, right? If I don't know your company, if I can't type in a keyword on Google for you to come up as a top recommended option, then there's no point of having a Google Business profile, right? So what you would be doing here is getting the SEO, which is search engine optimization, where you're talking to an expert, or you can get programmed for every keyword that you want to come up for, which is essentially the services you offer. And that way, when people are typing in those keywords, you're coming up as that top recommended option. That's what you would be doing here. So $299, you're looking at $10 per day, right? So $10 per day to get yourself ranking on that first page so people can call you directly. $10 a day to get your Facebook retargeting ads. $10 a day to get you on other platforms. $10 a day to really see everything that we're doing for you, because you have access to our app. So that's what you would be paying for $10 a day, the $299, right? So as far as the profitability, you know, when you and I use Google on a daily basis, I mean, I've never heard anybody say, let me Home Advisor it, right? Or let me Angie's List it. Just people go on Google, right? Whether it's directions, food, it doesn't really matter if you're looking for weather, looking for a hotel. You know, you go on Google, and then Google will guide you to the other, like, Trivago, hotels.com, and so forth, right? I mean, it's inevitable, right? So that's what we're offering for you. And then as far as, you know, our company, you've done the research. You know, we've been in business for 20 years, and we actually have a brick-and-mortar location. We're not calling you from, like, China or something else, right? So.
Okay. Where are you guys based out of?
We're in California. So, yeah, we're in Fountain Valley, California. So if you look at a Google Business profile, we have over 1,000 reviews. We're at a 4.3 stars, which is good for 20 years.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good.
My buddy that's been doing landscaping for 5 years said that his business mm-hmm. took off when he started using Angie's List. And, you know, another mm-hmm. company, electrical company, that said their business kind of took off with Angie's List. So
mm-hmm.
it's like a $350 minimum a month to be, and they mm-hmm. want you contracted in for the year. But I said, you know, I would trial run them for like 2 to 3 months at a $300, $300 to $450 a month,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of try them out. So right now, to be honest with you, I'm just testing mm-hmm. Angie Home Advisor and seeing what they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I have heard good things about them.
Yeah, that's great.
You know,
yeah.
I've heard of other advertisements and other forms, but. You know, just, you know, I haven't heard of many people say I got rich off Google.
Well,
my business is thriving off of Google, but, you know, I understand that search is definitely essential. You know, Google, like you said, it's a main platform.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, so I'm not going to tell you that you know, you being on Google is going to make you rich. I don't think anybody's going to really go on Google to get rich, but. What it will do is bring traffic to your business, right? And then people will know who you are. I mean, right now, if someone were to say, hey, you know, it's just me being a consumer, right? If someone says, hey, call Jeff from Prime Power Solutions, okay? The very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look you up online, just like you did with our company, right? Would you agree?
Right.
So if I don't see anything online, right, because Home Advisor won't come up, Like, if I were to type in your name, your business name on online, there's a company called Prime Power Services. That's the only thing. It's not Solutions Services. They're in Georgia, right? So there's other companies, but I can't find any information on your business. Now, if I dig deeper and type in your phone number, then I'll see a Facebook, right? But guess what? I have to have a Facebook app in order to get in there. Does that make sense? Like, so
type in Prime Power Solutions, I'm the fifth one down on the main page, and my Facebook pops up.
No. I mean,
Prime Power Solutions.
Right. I mean, yeah. But you're typing in on. So what I'm saying is, you're on Facebook, right? But not everybody has Facebook, right? Like, you see what?
Right.
I would have to. I would have to have the Facebook app in order to be able to find you, or like, you know, Instagram. Like, not everybody, I don't have an Instagram, I don't even know, or TikTok, right? So the whole point I'm trying to make here, right, is being on Google, like when people look you up, as soon as they type in even your name or phone number, even, you know, the services you offer, you're coming up, right? So this, it's a platform that's a search engine that's available to everybody in the world, not just a selective group where, you know, they have to go on Facebook or they have to have an Instagram app, right? Like, that's the difference, right? So as far as people utilizing Google, I mean, it's something that people use on a daily basis, and that's what we're trying to achieve for your business, right? So, but for the price point, I mean, what else would you need in order for you to, you know, kind of consider something like this to move forward? I mean, is it the price point, or is it just like, you know, doing research on who we are? What's another thing that can help you?
Yeah, it's I'm interested in it for sure. Mm-hmm. It's just pulling the trigger on it when I'm not even when I my page is through remove or through a review process right now. It's like I'm struggling to get on there.
Yeah, and that's where we can help you too, right? Yeah,
it's just you know, dumping more money out than possibly money coming in. You know, so I'm just mm-hmm. started paying for one service. Why would I immediately jump into another service without giving that service a chance first? You know what I mean? Why would I sign up for 3-4 services
mm-hmm.
instead of just trying them out individually for the time being?
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
It's not that I'm not, mm-hmm. it's not that I'm disinterested. I'm very interested.
Mm-hmm.
And but I would say, you know, how long does your offer last? You know, can you call me in 30 days and touch base and say, you know, how's Angie working out for you? You want to move forward now? Or because I
mm-hmm.
it's like I'm interested, but you did cold call me, and then it's, you know, and then you want me to just jump right in.
No, I don't want you to do anything. At the end of the day,
it's you're a salesman, but I just want to make intelligent decisions, not rushed decisions.
A completely understand.
And I understand being on Google is probably a very intelligent thing to do. That's why I'm trying to get on there.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was telling Tara there, once I get on there, then I was going to assess all the add-ons, the upgrades, the upsells, and see which ones are going to get me to be a better placement. But, you know, I never knew you guys existed until now. So it's kind of nice to get educated and see what you guys are doing and how much the service is going to cost. But I'm just not ready to pull the trigger right now, this second, today. I'm kind of in the middle of doing a bunch of things right now, creating documents and updating business clothing and getting another set of business cards in, putting out flyers everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing everything I can, you know what I mean? So I really appreciate the call. I just not ready to pull the trigger today.
Yeah,
know?
No, I hear
that hurt your feelings, but
no, I've been here for 7 years, buddy. You will never hurt my feelings. So it's at the end of the day, it's like to me, it's like you want it or not. It's, you know, you're the owner of the business, right? You're the person that's, you know, you have to see value in something like this to justify the cost. So if you're looking at this as a cost, then you're looking at business the wrong way. Just want to be kind of give you that advice, Jeff, right? So, you know, a consumption and a cost and an investment and a cost or consumption are completely two different things, right? So when you invest money into your business with a platform that you use yourself on a daily
basis. That's what I tell my clients.
This isn't going to cost you. This is going to be an investment in your life.
Exactly, right? So
I have the same logic.
Yeah, you understand that, right?
So
to me, it's like,
right.
You know, obviously you have to see enough value to justify the $10 a day, you know, so to be able to kind of see value in something like this, right? But, you know, there, once again, there is searches out there for people looking for your services. You know, and the first thing that people do is, I don't go to Home Advisor. Like I said, I don't Home Advisor it. I Google everything. It doesn't matter if it's a restaurant, if it's, whatever the case may be, right? That's just me personally, and I know that I'm not the only one out there. So, you know, with this, that's what we're offering you, this type of service, because it's definitely going to work for you. And that's why, you know, we've been in business for a very long time doing what we do, right? So to me, you don't hurt my feelings. At the end of the day, you know, there's other companies out there that are willing to pull the trigger because they see the value in it. And if this just not, if it's a timing issue, then it's completely fine, right? So what I did for you, Jeff, is I sent you my contact information. Whenever you're ready to get serious about your marketing on Google and get that Google business profile optimized, you can always give us a call and then we can go from there, right? So, is there anything you want me to send you besides my contact information, or you're good?
No, that's it. Just, you know, a lot of people get scammed these days. They want credit cards over the phone instantly, and it's like, I'm not going to just do it. Just,
no,
you know,
I hear
what I mean?
You.
I want to be smart about it. I want to know who you guys are legit. I want to know the numbers I'm calling are legit, emails, phone numbers, just verify everything. And how,
yeah,
you know,
I hear you.
How do I pay you? Over the phone with a credit card or my debit card?
No, I could send you a link for you to pay yourself. So, you know, I'm not going to take, you know, for $299 and $398 to start, I'm not going to take your money and start a new life in Mexico, right, Jeff? I wouldn't be here for 7 years if that were the case. So
right.
I see where you're coming from, but when you order a pizza, you don't know who the person you're talking to at on the other end, right? Like, that's just a fact, right? And you pay over the phone, if not, you know, online. So I hear where you're coming from, so that's why I do my due diligence to send you everything in writing, and then you look us up. It's not like, you know, that way you feel warm and fuzzy about things. You know, I'm not here to take your money. You know, that's what it is. I'm not here to take your money. I'm here to provide a solution that's actually going to benefit your business, right? So, that's what we're doing here. So, yeah, you can do all the research in the world. You know, check us out, look in our credentials. That's why I always establish trust very early on the conversation, so that way you know who you're dealing with, and obviously who, you know, what kind of company we are, right? So, just like me, if someone say, hey, call Jeff from Prime Power Solutions, if I don't see anything online, I'm not going to do business with you.
Great.
Right. So, definitely goes that to show, you know, it's definitely important. But yeah, you have my contact information, Jeff. Whenever you're ready to rock and roll, you can call me back, and I can hold a price point to this week. That's about it. But you can call me back and let me know if that's something that, you know, you see value in, and then, you know, we can go from there. Does that sound fair to you?
Yeah, sounds fair. I appreciate the call, and sorry if I wasted any of your time.
No worries, Jeff. You didn't. It was a great conversation. I appreciate your time as well, okay? Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you. Have a good day.